Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Could you hand me the torque, Captain?
Yep, here you go.
Torque wrench.
You know, that actually reminds me of a story. Jacoby, did I ever tell you about the Argentinian incident?
No, sir. I don't think you have.
Well, I was stationed at Buenos Aires at the time, working undercover as a member of the Argentinian film industry. I'd been there for about 6 months when suddenly
Colonel,
I got...
Could I ask you a favor?
Shoot, Captain.
Would you mind going to the main storeroom on the foredeck and picking up some extra tin wire? That way I can patch this sensor into the network.
Not a problem at all. I'll be back shortly.
Jacoby?
Mm-hmm.
Is Colonel Kepler in the habit of... Does he always tell these crazy stories?
To keep a long story short, that's how I proved the escape from Alcatraz is feasible.
Whoa.
Anyway, long story short, I'd be able to retire from the sale of those antique salt and pepper shakers.
That's great, Colonel.
And to make a long story short, that's how I almost made the Olympic badminton team.
Huh.
Well, long story short, that's why I had to walk away from my funk band.
Really?
Long story short, they were able to grandfather me into the worshipful company of haberdashers. Such swell guys. In the end, though, long story short, I was able to return the Oscar, no harm, no foul. But long story short, that's why I don't trust professional bowlers. And long story short, anybody who tells you that you can't distill moonshine with a straight six motor just hasn't tried hard enough. Long story short, though, they did make me their god. Well, long story short, the Swiss ultimately waived any charges of insider trading. And it's a good thing, too. Long story short, that's the last time I saw Maxwell's feet. But to keep a long story short, Theodore Roosevelt was absolutely right about what's out there in the woods. And anyway, long story short, that's why I don't remember anything from 1987. The year may as well have never happened.
Jacoby?
You know, every now and then.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The role of Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. And the role of Jacoby was played by Noah Mazur. Original music by Alan Rohde, and audio recording by Jared Paul. Please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/wolf359radio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world. Pretty weird, right? I'm Hannah. I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. This thing is not playing around head on. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Hanapocalypse, a story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.